sanda di 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 komba kashe de 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 ba. Yamba karabati se de 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 di shi di di bo sanda karabo shada di karabu koba kasanda di 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 bo koba shada da 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 da. You are good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord. Shi di kiri koraba kasanda da 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 da. You are good, Lord. You are good, Lord. Shikiri kiri boto kubasa na de 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 kumbakashi de de koraba kabasa de 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 rambo kubasa de 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 koraba kashi kiri kiri kuri bata kabakashi kiri karakaba kabashi kiri karabu kubakashi kiri kiri koraba karabu kubakasi de rimbo to kubashi kiri kiri bata kabashi kiri kiri bata kasa na de 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 bakashi kiri kuri bata kasa na de 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 makarabu to kubakashi kiri kiri koraba kasa Sanda di 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 kumba kasa da 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 da. Rikadi bata kabo shi di 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 kamba kasa da di 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 kumba kasa da di 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 boko ba shi. Makabaka baka baka shi ke de ke de kodi bata kabaka baka shi ke de koda karabu kumba kasa ke de ke de kodi bata kasa di 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 kumba kasa di di. Rikodi ba shi di ke di bata karabu kumba kasa ke de kora baka ba sandi di 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 baya kaba shi ke de kumba kasa di 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 yamba karabu kumba sa di 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 baya rabu shi ke de ba anta da 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 kabu kumba shi da 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 kabu kumba kasa di 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 bo shi. You are good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord. Good to me, kodi baraba kabakashi kidi kidi korabata kada kabo sende de 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 karabu kubakashi kidi kidi de 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 kamba kabakashi kidi karabu kubasa amba ya da 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 kabu kubasa di 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 kamba kashi kidi korabata kasa di 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 baya kamba kubakashi kidi konda karabu tuduri di di baya karabu tukubasa yamba kasi di 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 kamba kashi kidi korabata kasa di 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 kumba kasa di 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 Bakashi kide kora bata kasa didi yanda didi riba shi dikini makabo koba se didi di shi didi riba sa da 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 didi kamba karabu tu se didi riba shi de karaba kasa. Oh, thank you Lord for another good morning that we can worship you. Kora da bata kashi kide kora bata didi didi riba sa da karabu tu koba kashi didi didi di. Thank you for the gift of life, my Father, my God. I worship you, God. Da da didi riba koba sa. Yaremini bana batakasa ndidi didi de koba kashi kede kere kora batakasa ndidi didi de. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, O God, our God, Jesus. Not of our own ability, not of our own capacity, but by your spirit, O God, our God, Jesus. Not of our own wisdom, O God, our God, Jesus, but your own power, O God, your own grace, O God, our God, kede koto koba kashi kede kara bate didi didi de bakashi ndidi didi de ba. Holy, 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 holy God. God, holy, 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 God, holy, 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 holy are you, God of God's Jesus. Worthy are you, Makarabati Kiribu Tokobashi, the Hiribatakarabu Tokobakashi, Kiribatakarabu Tokobakasa. You are God, and there is no one else like you, God of Abakabukobakashi, Kiribatakaribatakasa. There is no one else like you in all the earth, in all the heavens, in all the earth. Shikidi batakarabu tukubaka, shikidi kiri batakasa nada. We trust in you, God of God, Jesus. We depend on you, O God. You are a faithful Father, God. You are a faithful God. You are wonderful, O God. Receive all the glory, receive all the honor, O God. Thank you for your hand, O God, Jesus. Shikidi bayakarabu tukubaka, shikidi deka. Remaya. Karabu to go back, Sanda di 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 by a Kabaka, Sadi di 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 motion, the Karabu to go back, Sadi di di di, Maya Rabu to go back, Sandi di 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 Koba, Shadada Kabuko Bakasa di 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 Moyakobakashi, Edebo to go back, Sadi, Yakarabu to go back, Sandi di 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 Kumbakashi, Edikoriba Takasa di 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 Mosa, Dada, Ambayati di 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 Bashi, the Gedebo to go back, Sadi di Karabatiki, Shikidibo to go back. My God, you are holy. Kodi mirivasa didi kumbakasi didi baya karabu toko bakasi didi. Oh, rabati kene baya karabu toko bakasi didi bata 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 didi kanda bata bata didi bohosi didi bakasa bata didi. Maya karabu toko bakasa didi didi bahosi didi kora bata kasa bata didi bahanda karabu kubasi. Thank you for your word, oh my God, for your word, oh God, oh God, Jesus, your word that calls us, oh God, your word that calls us. To put our faith in you, oh my God, our faith in God. My God, you've called us to have faith in you. It is of faith, oh God. It is faith that you want us to have. It is faith that you want us to put our trust in you, our full reliance on you, our full confidence, our full assurance. You have called us not to depend on men, oh God, not to depend on the teachings of men, not to depend on the things that are contrary to your will, oh God. Men have taught us from their own experiences. Men have taught us from their own weaknesses. Men have taught us from their own limitations. Men have taught us from what they have seen based on what they can see, oh God. But Lord God, there is something that is beyond. There is something that is beyond. There is a grace that is beyond. There is something that you're teaching us that is beyond what we have known, oh God. There is something that you're teaching us that is beyond what we have understood in the past, my Father, my God. We have been limited by the teachings of men. We have been limited by the doctrines of men. We have been limited by the experiences of men. We have been limited by the speakings of even of the enemy, oh God, who have formed strongholds, who has formed strongholds in our mind, who has formed strongholds that we cannot be healed, oh God, who has formed strongholds that we cannot be prospered, oh God, who has formed strongholds that we cannot be leaders, oh God, who has formed strongholds that we cannot make it, oh God, who has formed stronghold that God, you are not good, that God, you desire things that some will, some bad things are part of your will, oh God. Oh God, we have been taught wrongly. My God, we have said harsh things against you, oh God. We have said harsh things against you, oh God. We have said harsh things against you, oh God. Rebati karabo toko bakashi kide karabo toko bakasa dadidi karabo toko bakase. May you have mercy. May you have mercy, oh God. Cleanse our mouths, oh God. Cleanse our hearts, oh God. Cleanse our spirits, oh God. Cleanse our thoughts, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Where we have said things that are not of you, oh God. Where we have said things that are not of you. Where we have said things that are not to bring you glory, oh God. Where we have said things that do not glorify you, oh God. Things that speak ill of your plan and purpose for humanity, oh God. Based on our weaknesses, based on our understanding, oh God. Based on our limited understanding, oh God. Based on the teachings that we have been taught, oh God. But Lord God, we know there is something that you are doing beyond our human capacity. There is something that you are doing beyond our human understanding. There is something that you are doing, oh God. There is something that you are doing to teach us your ways. There is something that you are doing to teach us your ways, oh God. Heavenly Father, you're teaching us your ways, the things that we did not know, things that we did not have understanding for, things that we did not comprehend, oh God. You're teaching us a new thing, oh God. You're releasing a new grace, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You're releasing a new grace in our lives, oh God. You're releasing a new direction, oh God. You're releasing a new way, a new understanding, oh God. Indeed, you are teaching us, oh God. It is not even new. It is just the same understanding, oh God, that you have had from the beginning of time, oh God, that we did not know, oh God, that we did not know, oh God. We have not come to that truth, oh God, that your plans are good, that your plans are good, that your will is good, that indeed you say, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things, oh God, that you do not know of, oh God. Call unto me, my God. We call unto your Father this morning, oh God. We call unto your throne room this morning, oh God. We say that, Lord, may we find you, oh God. You say in your word that we shall be found by you when we diligently seek you, my Father, my God. Oh God, I pray that you may open our eyes, open our understanding, open our thoughts to know you, open our understanding, open our perceptions to know you, open our will to know you, oh God. Without you, we fall apart. Without you, I fall apart. Without you, we collapse, my God, oh God, Jesus. Only you are on the throne. Only you conquered it for us all, oh God, Jesus. You paid the price in full, oh God. You paid the price for our our salvation. You paid the price for our overcoming, oh God. You paid the price for our healing, oh God. You paid the price for our translation from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, oh God. You paid the price for our peace, oh God. You paid the price for our favor, oh God. You paid the price. Precious Savior and Lord, you paid the price, my Father, my God. You paid the price. Shite kere bata karabo tuko bakashi kide karabo tuko bakashi kide kide karabo tuko bakashi kide kide rikari bata kabo tuko bakashi kide kari bati karabo tuko bakashi. Oh God, you are a faithful Father. You are a faithful Lord. You are a faithful King. There is no one else like you. Makarabo tuko bakashi kide kide barabo tuko rimba ya karabo tuko bakashi tada kide karabo tuko bakashi kide karabo kide. Oh God. God, you do mighty things. Oh God, you do gracious things, oh God. Oh God, you do wonderful things. You are exalted. You are exalted, Lord on high, my God. You are exalted, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus. Shanda bakara kabo yokoba karabatiki debo yokorabata kasete. Oh Jesus, God. We lift up your name, oh God. We lift up your name, karabata kabakabakashikide karabata kabakase. We lift up your holy name, Jesus. You have done mighty things, oh God. You do mighty things, oh God. You are doing mighty things, oh God. I thank you for them that are putting their trust in you, oh God. They are trusting you for healing. They are trusting you for growth, oh God. They are trusting you for understanding. They are trusting you for receiving of your miracles, for receiving of your promises, oh God. Your promises that are yes and amen. Whenever two or three are gathered in your name, you're right there in the midst of God. And Father, I thank you that you are here this morning. I thank you that you are here. You are gathered in this atmosphere. You are gathered in this audio, oh God. You are gathered in this session, oh God. As we are gathered, oh God, you are right here in our midst, oh God. And my Father, my God, you are able to minister unto us. You know the needs of your people. You know the needs of your people. You know them that are trusting you for breakthrough. Them that are trusting you for healing, then I'm trusting you for resources of God, then I'm trusting you for children, then I'm trusting you for new grace of God, for anointing, for new wisdom of God, for the voice of God, then I'm trusting you for marriage of God, then that are trusting you for land, for houses of God, for whatever things that people are trusting you this morning, for whatever reason that they have come to you this morning, my Father, my God, I believe and I recognize that you are more than able, you are more than able to heal, oh God. Your desire for children to be healed, healing is the children's bread. Oh God, your purposes for our life are real. Your purposes for our life are real. Your purposes for our life are real, my God. You have called us to understand your will. You have called us to understand your will. I believe in you. 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 Shandi karaboto komba kaji karabati karaboto tutu karabati 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 didibasi. Believe in you for healing. Believe in you for healing. Believe in you for healing. Believe in you for breakthrough. Believe in you for healing. You say, I am the Lord your God that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. All your diseases. All your diseases. All your diseases. Jesus, our God, anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about healing every disease and healing binding all who are oppressed of the devil. My Father, my God, oppression of the devil is being lifted this morning. Oppression of darkness is being listened and lifted this morning. With my listener, whoever is listening, oh God, everything, any oppression of the devil, be it poverty, be it sickness, be it lack of favor, be it rejection, be it divorce, be it shame, every oppression of darkness, be it tormenting spirits, oh God, be it demons, oh God, be it spiritual issues, oh God, be it generational issues, oh God, every tormentation of darkness, every tormentation of darkness, every tormentation of darkness is lifted this morning. Everything that is born, even congenitally, every sickness of the eyes, every sickness of the ears, every sickness of the legs, every lameness, every blindness, every deafness, everything of darkness, oh God, everything that you did not create, everything about death is being overrun, is being overrun, is being overrun by a superior law, is being overrun by the spirit, the law of the spirit of life. Oh, the law of the spirit of life is setting us free from the law of sin and death. We know that sickness is death. Sickness is death. Poverty is death. Weakness is death. Lack of favor is death. But you came to give us life, and the life that is abundant. That is the Zoe life of God. The child lamb, the life of the age to come. And in the age to come, we can taste of it right now. We can taste of healing. We can taste of the powers of the age to come, oh God. We can taste of deliverance, oh God. If God, you can heal. If God, you can restore. If God, you can save. You can make whole, oh God. You can also heal, oh God. You can also bring sight to the blind. You can also bring ears to those that are deaf, oh God. You can remove every blinding force, oh God. You can remove every blinding spirit, oh God. You can remove every thought pattern. Every thought pattern that does not conform to your will. That does not conform to your will. That does not conform to your will. To your plan and purpose for healing. My karabate karabate kabokobaka sadide de eshi. Ambarabata da 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 ba 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 ba. May we understand your will. 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 That man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out from the mouth of God. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word. Oh my God, we need that rhema. We need that rhema this morning. We need that rhema. We need to eat of that daily bread. We need to eat of that hidden manna. We need to eat of that spiritual food that comes from your throne room. My Father, my God, I believe in your word. I believe in your word. I believe in your word that indeed you bore this price. You bore the price for every sickness. You bore the price for every sickness. There is no sickness that you cannot reverse. There is no sickness that you cannot heal in an instant, oh God. There is no sickness that you cannot heal in an instant, oh God. My God, that person that is on a sickbed that is listening to this message this morning, arise, arise. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be healed. God made everything good. Sickness is sin. Sickness is weakness. Sickness is a form of death. But there is a spirit of life. There is a spirit of life. When you receive Christ, when you receive Christ in you, just like everyone can be saved, everyone who calls unto him shall be saved. Likewise, everyone who calls unto him, O God, shall be made well, shall be made whole, shall be made whole. Salvation is available for all, oh God. Healing is available for all, oh God. Prosperity is available for all, oh God. Breakthrough is available for all, oh God. Favor is available for all, oh God. Oh, Shakarabatakashe, glory is available, oh God. He died to bring many sons into glory. My God, we are called into glory. We are called into glory. We are called into the majesty. Makarabatakashe. We share in the riches. We share in the honor. We share in the glory. Everything that was ascribed to the Christ, my God, because we are in Him, my God. We are in Him, oh God. Our lives are hidden in Christ, oh God. We have the victory, oh God. There is none that is to be in bondage, oh God. We are not to be in bondage. We are not to be in bondage and or oppression of evil spirits, oh God. We are not to be in bondage and oppression of demons' attacks, oh God. We are not to be in bondage and oppression of principalities and rulers, oh God. We are not to be in bondage and oppression of any work of the devil, oh God. Because, Father, indeed, when Jesus entered the hell, oh God, He made a public spectacle of them. He disarmed all the powers of darkness. He disarmed all the rulers. He disarmed all the powers. He disarmed all the authorities. And He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them on the cross. Lord, if the rulers of this age, if the powers of this age, if the dominions of this age had known of this secret wisdom of God, they would not have crucified the Prince of Glory. They would not have crucified the Lord of Glory. But this wisdom was hidden in You, O God, because You are the God of all mysteries, O God. And You have hidden this wisdom in us. And this wisdom that is revealed to us now, that is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us. Christ in you and me. Christ in me. That God has chosen to live inside of us. God has chosen to live inside of me. 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 Oh, the God of the universe has decided to make His dwelling in me, in this earthen vessel, in this earthen vessel. That is why we have this treasure. We have this treasure. I have this treasure that is in me, oh God, that though outwardly I am fading away, but inwardly I'm being renewed in the inner man. I'm being renewed in the inner man. And Father God, even beyond that, that if we believe, even outwardly, we will not fade away. Even outwardly, we will not fade away. The scriptures tells us of Moses, that Moses was still 120 years, and he was still as strong. His eyes were not dim. He was still as strong. Caleb, when he was 80, he said he's still as strong as he was on the day he left Egypt. And he says, give me this mountain, oh God. Oh God, the person that is there, that is saying, I am still as strong. I am still as healthy because I have the strength from on high. I have the eyes from on high. I have the vision from on high. I have the ears from on high, oh God. Oh God, break every unbelief. Break every unbelief. Break every unbelief. Break every unbelief. Sickness is not the will of God. 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 Deafness is not the will of God. Deafness is not the will of God. Blindness is not the will of God. Dumbness is not the will of God. Cancer is not the will of God. Pressure is not the will of God. Diabetes is not the will of God. Oh God, we have been taught wrong. All these things are not the will of God. Your will of God is to make us whole. Shikarabase. By Your stripes we are made well. By Your stripes we are healed. Jesus healed every disease. Every disease. There is no disease that was too big, oh God. There's no disease that was too advanced for Him, oh God. Even death that was 4 days was not too advanced for Him. It was not too advanced for Him. That means that as long as we're still alive, as long as we're still alive, He is the Lord of the living. He is also the Lord of the dead. He is the Lord of the resurrection. He is the resurrection and the life. He is able to bring life in every dead situation. There is no headache that cannot be healed. There is no brain tumor that cannot be healed. There is no stroke that cannot be healed. There is no crippledness that cannot be healed. There is no broken bones that cannot be made whole. There is no child trauma that cannot be restored. There is no emotional healing that cannot be healed, oh God. There is no cerebral palsy that cannot be healed. There is no autism that cannot be reversed. There is no genotype issues in the blood that cannot be healed. There is
nothing that cannot be healed by our Father. Our Father, He made everything good. And when He sent His Son to die for us, His Son paid for everything. He paid for our salvation. He paid for our healing. He paid for our sin. He paid to destroy sinful nature, to cut it out. He paid for our minds to be made well, to receive the mind of Christ. He paid for our spirits to be made whole. He paid for everything. He paid that we shall grow, that we can grow, that we shall grow, that every aspect of our life is made whole. It is made whole for the praise and glory of your holy name. Sharabata karabata karaboto kobasati. Rimata karaboto kobakashikidikidi karabata kabakabakashikidikida kaba. Rimati tikidi karabata kabashi dikidi karabakaraboto kobasi. Rikarimata kabashi dikidi karabakara kabakashikidi karakabakabashi. Moroto kobasi dikidi dikidi karaba. Rimata kabasi dadadadada dikidi karabata kabakashi dikidi. Mama, 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessing this morning, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Aya kabaka basa di 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 basa takaraboto kobasa di 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 di. Oh Jesus, you are good. Kudibata kasha takaraboto kobakasha di 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 kireboto kobakasa di 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 di. Rimbata kabaka bakasha di 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 kiri karabaka baka bakasha kiri 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 karaboto kobasa di di. Marabata kabakasha di 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 karaboto kobakasa ndara di 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 boko bahasa da. Rikata Thank you, Lord. Speak to us this morning. Speak to us this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you answer. Thank you that you answer prayers, oh God.
Thank you.
Oh, we give you glory. May your name be praised and be adored. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. 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 Oh. So sweet to be in the presence of God, and so good. And today, I mean, God's just, we've been learning about the authority of the believer, and we just don't know what we carry. That is the problem. We just don't know what we carry. If Christians knew what they carry, I And this is what we've been reading yesterday. If Christians had just an understanding of what they carry, that you carry God inside you, God of the entire universe, creator of heaven and earth, creator, the one who made everything, he decided to make his dwelling in you and me. He chose to make his dwelling in you and me. And the angel said, now, you remember when Jesus was born? In Luke chapter, I think it's 2. Maybe we can just look at it. What was the message of the angels? Because at times it's good to see. Let me just reduce this background so that it does not distract. It's good to see actually what the scriptures say. So it says in Luke chapter 2, when the shepherds, 2 verse 8, it says that, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. What do we see here is that we can clearly see that there was a proper understanding. There was a proper message from the angels that, you know what? This time you must understand that God has settled his favor by coming to give us his son. You can imagine the creator of the universe took on flesh. He humbled himself and made his dwelling among us. He made his dwelling among us. And I love what Revelation 21 verse 3 says. Now God's dwelling place. And I heard a loud voice from the throne. Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man, and he will dwell with man. And they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. I don't know how many believe that today, that God has said that his dwelling place will be among the people. You know, many times we wait for the promises. It says, let's just go to Revelation 21, verse 1. It says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. And he said, write down these things, for those words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of the burning sulfur. This is the second death. Now, you see, there's something about the realities of God. I want us to understand something about the kingdom of God. You see, the kingdom of God is both a present reality and also a future reality. What do I mean by that? That means that the revelation that we see of the time to come, of the age to come, is the kingdom of God. Like in that, the kingdom of God is now, and as well, the kingdom of God is to come. When we come into Christ, that's why it says that, and except a man be born again, he cannot see, he cannot perceive, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That means that we enter the kingdom of God now. We enter the kingdom of God now. We enter the revelation of the kingdom of God now. We experience the kingdom of God now when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And if you believe that, you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. That means you are a child of God. You become a son of God. And you become part of the New Jerusalem. You become part of the bride of Christ. You are in Christ. And that means that the future realities, that means that the age to come, the powers of the age to come, the future realities, you experience them now. When the scriptures tell us that Christ in you, the hope of glory, when Jesus told his disciples that I will go and ask the Father to send you another helper, John chapter 14. Verse 18. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. God has said he will not leave us as orphans. And then he continues to say, verse 23. Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Look at how God puts it. That I will ask the Father to send forth another helper, another counselor. And that word there, another, is allos, means another of the same kind. It's not another of a different kind, which is heteros. Allos, another of the same kind. So that means he is sending himself. And this is what we speak of the Trinity. He is sending Spirit. He will ask the Father to release the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will come and will be a deposit in us, which is a guarantee. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is given in us as a deposit, as a title deed, as a down payment, guaranteeing our inheritance, guaranteeing our future inheritance. That means that if someone gives you a guarantee, that means that as long as you have the Spirit of God inside you, you have a guarantee of eternal life. as long as the Holy Spirit is inside you and is dwelling in you, you have a guarantee of eternal life. That is a deposit. I think it would be good if I can give you that verse. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. I want you to also base what I'm saying not just on my words. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, it said, "And you also were included in Christ." He was speaking to the Gentiles, the Ephesian churches. He said that, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation." That means that Christ includes anyone in him. Remember, we are his body. The moment you accept Jesus, you become included in Christ. Your life now becomes hidden in Christ, and Christ is in God. And Christ is our head. Jesus is our head. Christ is our head. And we are his body. And remember what we spoke about, that Christ has given his authority to the church. So it says, having believed, when you heard the word of the truth. So it is the hearing that comes first. So unless you hear the word of truth. What is the truth? The truth is that God became man so that he can make you like him. He can restore the image and likeness of God that was lost in the sin of Adam. When Adam sinned, all humanity sinned, and the image of God was distorted. And we lost the authority, we lost the dominion, and it was handed over to Satan. Because it is said that whoever you submit yourself to, you become a slave of. And so because Adam obeyed and listened to the devil, he became a slave of the devil. And that is when the devil became the god, small god of this world. And he had all the kingdoms and all the authorities, and he was willing to tempt Jesus with them, and he wanted to give Jesus those dominions and those authorities. But Jesus said, "Worship the Lord God only." All the devil wanted was a testimony written that Jesus just bowed his knee to him. That is all he asked. He was not even asking for anything. He just said, "Just worship me. Just bow your knee." And imagine, Jesus would have lost all dominion. The price that he was coming to pay would have been lost, and mankind would have been lost forever. But Jesus, who is the Word, said, "It is written, worship the Lord your God only." Anytime you choose to obey the dictates of sin, anytime you choose to obey your sinful nature, anytime you choose to obey whatever promptings and temptings of the devil, because the Bible tells us that God does not tempt anyone. God cannot be tempted by evil. There is nothing evil in God. Sickness is not of God. Sickness is not the will of God. I know we have been taught that, oh, maybe it is the will of God for some people to be healed in life and others to be healed in death. No. People have taught us based on their experiences, but it is not based on the word of God. Just because you are prayed for and it took you 3 months to be healed does not mean that the plan of God is for you to be healed in 3 months. That process may have been based on your perception of faith and your believing. But what we know about faith is a now principle. Now faith is. Now faith is. Now faith is. Now faith is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That means that there is a principle of now. It is us that determine the time now. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Today, if you hear his voice, do not go back to the old pattern of thinking. The transformation that must happen in your mind, the repentance, the metanoia that must happen in your mind must be one that conforms to the will of God. What has God spoken? He said, there shall be no sickness among you. There shall be no tears among you. There shall be no mourning among you. God's dwelling place is with men. Christ in you, that is a present reality. It is a present reality that you can walk in it now. Do you know why we believe that salvation is available for all? Anyone, whether someone was a murderer, whether someone was a drunkard, whether someone was Hitler. I don't know which kind of man you want to think was the most wicked man. The message of salvation is simple. If you confess your sin, you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you will be saved. Is that not what we teach? That is what we teach. And everyone who believes in the name of the Lord is saved. Now, that word salvation there is also the same word that is used for being made whole, for healing. The reason why people are not healed is because we also do not teach them the same word of faith that is for salvation as the same word of faith that is for healing, as the same word of faith that is for prosperity, as the same word of faith that is for wisdom from God, as the same word of faith that is for the anointing, as the same word of faith that is for deliverance. Because God came to make us whole in every aspect of our lives, our bodies, our minds, our spirit. That means that when you hear the word, and that word is not far away, that word is in your heart, Romans chapter 10 from verse 8, that word is near your mouth, that if you believe in your heart, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. I want you to put that, then you will be healed. Then you will be delivered. Then you will be prospered. Then you will receive direction. Then you will receive anointing. Then you will receive wisdom. Every blessing of God is tied up in the simple putting of our faith in Christ. When the disciples could not cast out the devil in Matthew, let Matthew 17. The healing of the boy with a demon. Matthew 17 from verse 14, it says that when they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son. He said, he has seizures, he is having epilepsy and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. What was Jesus' answer? He said, oh, unbelieving and perverse generation. Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Look at Jesus' concern. Jesus' concern is not with the demon. His concern is not even with the strength of the demon, as people have believed that this demon is so powerful. This demon has three horns. This demon has what? And you'll finish with that. Huh? Jesus is not concerned with that. He said, how long will I put up with you? Oh, unbelieving. What is his concern? Unbelieving. The faith. The doubt. His disciples were doubting. The father was doubting. And he said, Jesus rebuked the demon. And it came out of the boy. And he was healed from that moment. These same disciples were the same ones last time who Jesus gave them his authority and told and gave them power to heal the sick, to cast out devils. And they came back and said, "Oh Lord, the demons submit to us in your name." Remember that. Now, when Jesus gave them that authority, did he take it away from them? No. He did not take away the authority from them. And so he was wondering, by this time, I've already given you the authority as my disciples. Why are you still unbelieving? And he said that, and you see, they came back to him and they said, then the disciples came back to him in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" Verse 20, he said, "Because you have so little faith." Full stop. Faith, my brothers. Faith, my sisters. Faith. Faith is just, is not wishful thinking. It's not just a desire. Faith is saying, "God, you have said it, it is so. God, you have said it, it is so. I believe it, I receive it, and I confess it. And my both my words, confession, and my heart believes it." Now, we have faith for salvation. We have faith that we become the sons of God, but we don't have faith for healing. And that is why we don't stay healed. Why? Because we have had another message. We have had the message of science. Science tells you that sickle cell cannot be healed, but now sickle cell is being reversed. There are many testimonies of those who have been healed of sickle cell and the genotype. God can go to the gene itself and retranscribe it, and heal it. Autism, retranscribed. Cerebral palsy, retranscribed. Lunatism, you can imagine someone who was bound by a legion of demons in an instant. All these mad people we are seeing on the streets are just trapped by demons. And in an instant, when they come under the power, when they come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, they are made whole. Why? Because it is a now faith. Why do people think that only cancer cannot be healed? It is because of the gospel of cancer. You have heard of the gospel of cancer, that cancer kills, there is no cure. So the gospel of HIV, there is no cure for HIV. But there are people who got HIV and they said, "I am not dying." And they did not die. There are people who got HIV and they said, "I am healed, Jesus healed," and they were healed. There are people who got cancer and they said, "I am healed. I will not die. This sickness shall not end in death." Let us learn from Jesus. Jesus confronted every situation with both his words and his believing in his heart. Immediately he told Lazarus, he said, "This sickness shall not end in death. It shall be for the glory of God." I don't know what gospel of the enemy is preaching for you. Faith versus doubt. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Doubt also comes by hearing the gospel of whatever the world wants to preach to you. O ye of little faith. And he says, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move, and it will move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible with you. Now, there's a reason why, if you have a good Bible, it does not include verse 21. If your Bible is like mine, Matthew does not have verse 21. My Bible, the one I'm looking at, does not have Matthew 17:21. Because, but of course, if you go to King James, you'll find it. If you go to, they give a footnote. They say some manuscripts add, but this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Now, that should ask you a question. But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. What was this kind? If this verse was to be there in the original, what was this kind that Jesus was referring to? I know we have taught many times that it is the demon. And that is why we have glorified that there are certain demons that can only go out by prayer and fasting. But it is not the demons that Christ was addressing. If we look at the whole context, he was addressing the unbelief. He was addressing the perverse. He was addressing his disciples. He was addressing the man. He was addressing them, and he clearly told them the answer is your little faith. If we are to put that verse in context, okay, if it is there, then we will say that your prayer and fasting must be time for you to agree with God to remove your doubt. To agree with God's word for your doubt, not to cast out the devil. Demons are, you are seated with Christ far above. In Christ, the devils were disarmed. They are toothless lions. You are Daniel in the den of lions. They see you, they're just seeing you as grass. There's not, their mouths are tied. They wish to box you, but there's nothing they can do. And all they can do is look for you. They would want you to just give them a loophole so that they can exploit. And the loophole you give them is in your little faith. The loophole you give them is in your belief system. The moment you believe they have some power over you, I assure you that is the day they will hammer you. Let's say you are struggling with this thing that we call spiritual husbands. The gospel of spiritual husbands and the gospel of spiritual wives, which has been preached. Now, the moment you believe that you are a slave to that, they will exploit that belief and exploit it and keep exploiting it. You will fast, it's not going. They will exploit it and until the day you will come and say, you know what? These things are under me. They were disarmed. That is the day it's done. It's your change of mind, not just your mental mind, also your heart mind, your belief mind. And deliverance. You have to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. What I want you to understand from now onwards is anything that is contrary to the Bible, anything that is contrary to the will of God, you must bring it to the will of God. Search out what is the will of God for whatever situation. And believe what God said, and do not believe the experiences of men. Do not believe the doctors. Do not believe the evidence of men. Do not believe that. Stick on the word. God is not a man to lie, not a son of man to change his mind. Does he speak and not act? Has he promised? So who is the liar? Let God be true, and every man a liar. I will stop there. Let God be true. Choose whom you will believe today. Whether the word of God or your medical report. Choose whom you will believe. Whether you will believe that blindness cannot be reversed, that's your belief. If you have believed that, the enemy will stick out on you. But the day you believe that someone who did not have eyes saw, and me, I have eyes, they can just be fixed. Scales can fall off. Whatever it is that has injured it can come out. That's the day you will see. It's your faith. And honestly, when you lack that faith, just say like this father, he said, I believe, but help my unbelief. Say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. That is the place we must always be at, God. God, help my unbelief. That you love me so much that you could save me both spiritually and physically. We've been preaching only a spiritual salvation, not a physical salvation. But both are made whole in Christ. That's why he accepted to be beaten. By his stripes, you are healed. You're welcome, my brothers. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you that it's come forth in power, your grace and your presence. We receive it. And I thank you for my brother and my sister who needs your healing, who just needs to believe in you. I pray that they may believe in the simple word that you want them whole and you can heal them and you are ready to heal them. And your word is for healing and you heal every disease. And in this moment, as they put their faith in you, let them receive their healing now. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed, blessed morning. See you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.